Thank the Lord for that. Psalms 34, and before we read our verse this morning in verse number 8, Psalms 34, we've been talking the last several weeks. I'm going to go a real quick review, but we've been talking about our theme this year, Living by Faith, amen, in 2018, and talking about different aspects of faith, you might say, throughout the year, each month, most months anyway. But this month we've been focusing on thanksgiving faith. Thanksgiving faith. In other words, that thanksgiving's good, as the saying goes, but thanksgiving is a whole lot better. Amen. And that we ought to be living our lives every day giving thanks. Amen. But living out thanks and praise to God for all that He's done for us. Amen. And we talked about this month, we've been focusing on each week some different reasons, you might say, if you will, that we ought to be living a life of thanks to God. The first week, if you will, we talked about greatness. Amen. In other words, God's greatness is a reason why that we ought to be taking and living thankfully every day to Him. Amen. Because of how great He is. Amen. And we talked about a few things there concerning that. Then last week we talked about we ought to be living a life of thanks to the Lord because of His graciousness. Amen. In other words, His grace. Amen. His grace that is greater than all our sins. And how great His grace is. We ought to be living a life of thanks to Him because of His grace that He's bestowed and showed upon each and every single one of us this morning. Now this morning we're going to talk about the third reason, if you will, that we ought to take and be living a life of thanks to the Lord. And this one is probably the one that is the most obvious. It's probably the one that if you said, well, why should I live a life of thanks to the Lord? This is probably, you probably wouldn't use the word I'm going to use this morning to keep everything kind of in the same alliteration, if you will. But the same point I'm going at is why most everybody would say, well, I ought to thank the Lord because of this. Psalms 34 and verse number 8, it says here, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in Him. In other words, simply this morning, the third reason we ought to be living a life of thanks to the Lord is because of His goodness. Amen. Because of His goodness. In other words, because of how good God has been to you and me today, we ought to take and be living a life every day thankfully to Him. Amen. He said, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. I don't know about you, but that's how I like to tell if food's good or not. Amen. I look at it. And sometimes you can't judge by that. Amen. Sometimes you look at food and it don't look so good and you eat it and you say, man, that tastes a whole lot better than it looks. Amen. But a lot of times you can look at it and you can see, amen, how it's going to taste. And a lot of times, definitely, when you go to put it in your mouth, you can say, boy, I see and I tasted how good this is. Amen. See this morning and taste how good the Lord is. Amen. Look around you today. Look around me today and let's see how good God is. Haven't you in your life tasted of the goodness of God? Amen. We've seen His goodness. All you got to do is open your eyes and look just a little bit. Amen. You can see His goodness. But let's be honest. We've all tasted of God's goodness this morning in our lives. Amen. We all are tasting of it this morning. Amen. Every day in our lives we're seeing and we're tasting of God's goodness. So that goes. Go back now to verse number 1 in Psalms 34, if you will. It says, I will bless the Lord at all times. Notice that. That means all the time. The good times and the bad times. Amen. If you will. Why? Because look at His goodness. Taste and see it. You think, I will bless the Lord at all times this morning. We ought to bless Him all the time. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. That sounds like thanksgiving to me. Amen. Notice verse 2. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. That's what I'm going to boast in. Amen. Not in the pride and things we mentioned a little bit in Sunday school this morning. But instead, I'm going to boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together. Amen. Make Him big. Amen. We ought to praise Him, magnify Him, make Him big this morning. Taste and let we've tasted, we've saw how good God is. Now let's magnify Him. Let's show Him to others. Amen. How good He is. I tell you, you think about today, there's a lot of things that we have that we ought to be thankful for. There's a lot of goodness, if you will, that God's given to us in our lives. A lot of His goodness. That's why we ought to be thankful and thanksgiving this morning. But I thought about this morning, and I kind of made a list. I kind of counted my blessings, you might say. But I kind of thought about some things this morning that you and I ought to be thankful for. And these are not my 3 points, okay? This is part of the introduction, okay? So I'll move quickly through them. But I think about this morning, there's some things that we ought to be thankful for, and why of that, that are show us God's goodness, that we have tasted, that we have saw in our lives. Some of y'all might argue about the first one, but I don't think you will if you think about it and are honest this morning. But the first thing I put down was health. Amen. We ought to thank God this morning for our health that we have. You say, oh, I'm bad, I got this going on, and I'm not disputing. Some of y'all's got some serious things, and has had some serious things this morning. So I'm not minimizing this morning by no means. But I am saying this, that every one of us ought to be thankful this morning for the health God has given to us. You say, how can you say that? Because there's a lot of people, like I told y'all a few weeks ago, and some of y'all that wasn't here, y'all didn't get to hear me say this, I said, there's a lot of people this morning that would love to be here and that could not be. But you think about, there's some people that could be here and that are not. How sad that is. But you know what? You think this morning, we ought to be thankful for the health we have because you're able to be here this morning. Amen? You're able to be here. You think about today, we ought to be living a life of thanks to God because of the health that we do have every single day, because it could be a whole lot worse. We ought to be living a life this morning of thanks to God because, and this is a small thing, some of these small things I'm getting ready to name, but they're big, amen. You take them away, you'll see how big they are. Your car, amen. We ought to be thankful to God because of our car. Amen. God's given us a car outside. You go to a lot of countries out there and everybody don't have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You want me to keep counting? Cars in the driveway. Amen. Yeah, it might not be new. It may not be hot off the line of Ford or GM or a BMW or whatever kind of car. Tesla. Amen. If you get one of those, you're really doing good. But you think about, you may not have the hottest thing there is out there, but you got a car that gets you from point A to point B. Amen? And that's all that really matters in the end anyway. Amen? You think about this morning, God's blessed us. He's given us a car to drive, to get back and forth to work, to get the places we need to go, to do the things we need to do. Thank the Lord this morning. We ought to be living a life of thanks. We've tasted and saw God's goodness. We've got health. We've got a car. We've got a family this morning. Amen? We've got a family. We ought to be thankful for our families. I think about, there's some out there today that they are loners, and the fact that they really don't have no family left. It's just them. You think about today, I'm glad that I have a family, amen. I'm glad for my mom, for my dad, for my wife, for my kids, amen. I'm thankful today for my church family, amen. We've got a family and we ought to be thankful for the family that God's given to us in our lives, amen. We taste and sing the Lord's good. Thankful for our jobs this morning, amen. You think about a lot of people, a lot of times we all tend to take that for granted after we've been somewhere a while especially, and we see the problems that's there, which is problems in every job. I try to tell people that all the time, and they won't listen to me. But anyway, there's problems at every job, amen? There's stuff at every job. You know what, though? We ought to be thankful for that job we got, amen? It gets the bills paid, and the Lord uses it, amen? Thank the Lord. We ought to be thankful for our blessing of a job that we have this morning. We ought to be thankful this morning for the ability to take and to get out of bed, amen? For the ability to get out of bed, amen, this morning. You think about, there's some people who would have loved to have been able to get out of the bed this morning, amen? There's some people who would love to be able to get out. You say, it takes me a long time to get out of bed in the mornings, Pastor. And sometimes it takes me longer. And sometimes I'm sure it takes some of y'all longer. And some of y'all, it might take you a long time every day to get out of the bed. Amen. I went to school with a guy, jokingly, but this is a true story. I went to school with a guy at Ambassador, and he stayed in the same dorm I did. And we had about 8, 9 guys in that same room. And man. He had a hard time getting out of bed every morning. You say, why? His wasn't the same reason as some of y'all. His was laziness. I loved the guy to death. He was an awesome guy. Really was. Great guy. But I hated him in the mornings. I hated the mornings with him. Let me say it that way, okay? I hated him in the mornings dealing with that. Why? Because he sit there and every morning that clock would go off before everybody else is in the room. Maybe one other guy got up before he did, Abraham. But anyway, his clock would be the second, let's say, first to second to go off every morning in the room. And you would hear him over there, and he would hit that alarm. About 5-10 minutes later, goes again. He'd hit it again. At least 4 or 5 times, I'm not exaggerating, I promise, I'll put my hand on the Bible on that one or whatever you want to say. 4 or 5 times a morning, sometimes it seemed like more. That kept happening. Amen. And boy, that boy had a hard time getting out of bed. One morning I made him mad. I had had enough of it. And I told him, I said, if you got to stop. I said, once or twice I understand, but 5-6 times, setting it earlier than everybody else, waking everybody, I said, it's rude. I said, you got to stop. I'll try. He kept on. Finally, one day, I said, I've had enough. His clock, he went to sleep. I crawled down at the top of the bunk, and I thank the Lord I was at the top, not the bottom. But anyway, I crawled down at the top of the bunk, and I got his clock, and I moved it to the other side of the room. And that clock went off, and everybody in the room, some of the other guys saw me, not everybody, but several of them saw me and knew what I had done that night before. And that clock went off. And he sat there, and he rolled around in the bed like he normally did. And all of a sudden, that hand comes out underneath the covers to try to, hit that button. And he sat here just going like this. And all of a sudden, it just kept going. And everybody else sitting there trying to keep from busting up laughing, seeing what he's going to do. And all of a sudden, he rolls out and he looks. And boy, he was mad. He got up and went across the room and smacked that clock. Who did that? But anyway, we'll leave it at that. But some people have a hard time getting out of bed. And I should have been scareful. I probably shouldn't have done that to this big guy, 6-plus, big old dude. But anyway, I didn't care. I'd done had enough of that. So he was a big teddy bear type of guy, except for that probably. But anyway, but you think about the fact that he didn't have a hard time getting out of bed. But this morning, we ought to be thankful that we can get out of bed every day. Amen. We ought to be thankful for that. Amen. You think about this morning, I almost took and did this, but I won't make you do it this morning for the sake of different reasons. But, this morning, if I said, everybody in here, please stand. Everybody in this building this morning could stand up. There's a reason to be thankful for. Amen. If I said here this morning, everybody take and look at me. Everybody in here this morning could take and look at me. Amen. We ought to be thankful for that. Amen. That we can see, that we can look. Amen. If I said this morning, everybody in here, listen to me. Hey, listen. Guess what? Everybody in here this morning could listen to me and could hear what I'm saying. You say, those are small things, Pastor. I know they are. I could take this morning, I could say, everybody in here do this morning. Amen. Guess what? Everybody in here could do this morning. Right? I could take and do this morning. I could say, everybody in here say, amen. And everybody in here could say amen. But there's one back there that can't say amen. Not yet. Why do I say that? To say this, we all ought to be thankful this morning. We ought to be living a life of thankfulness to God for the things that He's done every day in our lives. Thanks living. Turn with me to a verse of Scripture, if you will. We'll see the first reason. Now we'll get to the message. We'll see the first reason this morning that we ought to be thankful. Titus chapter number 3. Titus chapter number 3 this morning. Titus 3 and verse number 4. Titus 3 and verse number 4. Titus 3, 4. Three simple reasons this morning that we ought to be living a life of thanks to God because of His goodness. Three ways that God's been good to us this morning. Three ways. Titus chapter 3 and verse number 4. Titus 3 and verse number 4. The Bible says, "But after the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy," and I mark this in my Bible, "He saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which He shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ, our Savior, that being justified by His grace," we talked about that last week, His grace, "we should be heirs according to the hope of eternal life." Amen. In other words, simply this morning, from based off verse 4 and 5, the first thing that we have that we ought to be thankful for this morning is salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Salvation. You say this morning, may I say this morning, if you're not saved, you can experience the goodness of the Lord this morning and be saved. Amen. You can experience the goodness of the Lord and be saved and see what He's done this morning in salvation for you. This morning He offers the gift of salvation. The Bible says in verse 5, He said, and not by works of righteousness which we have done. Amen. We're not saved by works. We're not saved by the good things we do or our family or church membership and all those types of things. Amen. But we're saved only, it says, but according to His mercy He saved us by the washing and regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. In other words, simply this morning, it's because of, as verse 4 says, the kindness and love of God that's appeared. Amen. I'm glad this morning for the day that the kindness and the love and the mercy of my Savior showed up on the scene. Amen. August 22nd, 1992, God's kindness and His love came to me where I sit. Amen. God's love, His kindness came to me at 8 years old and convicted my heart that I was a sinner, that I needed to be saved, that there was a such thing as heaven, amen, that there was a such thing as hell, and showed me that this thing was real, amen, and that salvation was there, and that the Lord dealt with my heart and showed me that I needed to be saved, and thank the Lord that I come to Him and got saved, amen. You think about today, that I'm glad that He came to me. He showed me I was a sinner. He showed me how much He loved me out of His kindness, His love, as the verse says in verse 4. I'm glad for the day that God's kindness and love appeared to me. Do you remember that day that it appeared to you? I remember that day. I remember that day. Today, the Lord's kindness and love is appearing to you if you don't know Him as Savior. Amen. And He's saying, won't you accept me as your Savior today? I'll forgive you of those sins. Amen. You think about today, it's His mercy that saves us. Amen. I like verse 5. It said, but according to His mercy, He saved us. Amen. And by the washing. You think about simply this morning, salvation is part of God's goodness that we ought to be thankful for. Amen. I could have not said the introduction this morning, by the way, and I could not say the next 2 points, although the next point kind of goes with this one that's coming this morning, but I can say simply this one point right here, salvation, and that's enough to live a life of thanks to God this morning. Amen. Of thanks living because of His salvation. You say, but my whole life was horrible after that. And if a person could sit here and could honestly say all these bad, horrible things and tell us the worst stories in the world that's happened to them their whole life, you know what? That person still has a reason to live a life of thanks to God because of His salvation for them. Amen. You think about today, we ought to live a life of thanks to God because of His salvation. I like what 2 Timothy 1:9 says. 2 Timothy 1:9 says, who hath saved us, amen, and called us with a holy calling. This verse then says, not according to our works. Amen. There's nothing good, like we mentioned last week in grace a little bit, that God didn't look at, if you will, Noah and say, you know what? I'm going to give him grace because he's such a good-looking guy. Oh, he's so wonderful. Oh, he's so... No, God's grace is something unmerited, undeserved. Amen. He didn't deserve that, but he found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Amen. You think about today, I'm glad to know that I found grace one day in the eyes of the Lord. Amen. Today, God has offered His grace to all. But the rest of the verse in 2 Timothy 1:9, it says, not according to our works, but according to His own purpose and grace, which was, and I'll mark these words, given us. Amen. It was given to us in Christ Jesus before the world began. The greatest gift of all today, the greatest example of God's goodness is not a car, not a job, not health. All those things are great and wonderful. But the greatest example of God's goodness today is salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ. This morning, what the best gift that's ever been given, and we ought to be living a life of thanks every day to Him because you and I have realized the best news that there ever will be, and that's Jesus saves. Amen? And He'll save you if you come to Him this morning. I'm glad for the good news of the gospel. That's a good reason right there to look at God's goodness is the good news. You think about not just that this morning, but we ought to be living a life of thanks because of salvation. But the second thing, turn with me to Psalms 103. Psalms 103 this morning. God's goodness can be seen through salvation. But the second thing, and this ties in real closely, Psalms 103 in verse number 10. Psalms 103 in verse number 10. And I'm thankful for this verse. Psalms and these verses here, especially this first one here. Verse 10. Psalms 103 in verse 10. The Bible says, He hath not dealt with us after our sins. Aren't you thankful for that? Think about that portion of the verse before we go to the next just for a minute. If God dealt with you according to your sins, think about where you'd be right now. Whew. Let me reword that. If God rewarded me according to my sins, think where I'd be right now. Amen. Think of where we would be. I'm glad He don't reward us according to our sins. Amen. I'm glad for the rest of this, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. I'm glad He don't reward us according to our... Here He said, I thank the Lord He hasn't dealt with me in that way. But notice verse 11. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great, amen, so great is His mercy toward them that fear Him. As far, here's our verse, as the east is from the west, long ways, right? So far hath He removed our transgressions from us. Amen. In other words, simply this morning, the second reason that we can look at and we can say, you know what? God's goodness has been good to me. God's been good to me in my life, and I ought to live a life of thanks to Him is salvation. But the second is sins forgiven. Amen. Sins forgiven. You and I this morning, we ought to live a life of thanks to the Lord because we have our sins forgiven if you know Him as your personal Savior this morning. Amen. Today, if you know Him as your personal Savior, you can look at sins forgiven and say, boy, that's the reason to live my life in thanks every day to the Lord. Because all my sins are gone. Amen. Past, present, and future, they're all gone. I thought about, there's a verse of Scripture, and I'll read a portion of it, not all of it, but 1 John 1, verse 7. The second part of the verse in 1 John 1, 7 says this, the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from, and here's the word, all sin. Amen. I'm glad today to know that His blood cleanses us from every stain. Amen. From all sin. Not just some sin. Not as some people do when you try to witness to them. They say, well, you don't know what I've done. It doesn't matter. I don't have to know. Honestly, not being mean, but I don't really want to know. Amen. God knows. All you got to do is go to Him, pray, ask Him to forgive you of your sins, put your faith and your trust in Him and what He did alone on the cross of Calvary, and that He rose again 3 days later, and that's the only thing that can save you. And accept His gift of salvation and ask Him to come into your heart and save you. And you know what today? He'll save you. Amen. Of all your sin. It doesn't matter. From in our human minds, all those sin, the worst sin to the little sin that we say, oh, everybody does that. And you know what? It's all sin. It's all wrong. Amen. But God forgives all sins, what I'm saying this morning. Every bit of it. Amen. He forgives it all. He cleanses us from all sin because of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, if we'll but come to Him. Amen. You think about today, I'm glad He forgives of all sin. That's past, present, and future today. I'm glad He forgives us of it all. There's a song, and y'all hear me say this all the time when I talk about sins forgiven. I know, and you probably say, that's the only song He knows to use when He talks about sins forgiven, and there's 100 in the hymn book. But I know I use this every time, but I like it. Amen. The song says, praise God, my sins are gone. They're underneath the blood of the cross of Calvary, as far removed as darkness is from dawn. Amen. You say, why I'm happy? Why? Praise God, my sins are gone. Amen. I'm glad today to know that my sins are forgiven. Amen. They're under the blood. They're gone. That's the reason to live our life every day of thanks to God. You say, I woke up this morning and my foot's hurting. Amen. Well, praise God, my sins are gone. Amen. You say, I woke up this morning and I don't know how I'm going to pay this bill. I got some. I don't know how I'm going to pay either. But you know what? Amen. Praise God, my sins are gone. Amen. You say, that's craziness. No, it's not. It's living a life of thanks to God. Amen. He's going to take care of us this morning. Trust Him. Amen. You think about today, salvation, we ought to be thankful for. That shows us God's goodness. Our sins forgiven, we ought to be thankful for. Shows us God's goodness. I'll just read to you exactly what I put here in my notes. God, in His greatness, graciousness, and goodness, has forgiven me of my sin. And He wants to forgive you today as well. Amen. If you don't know Him as your Savior. You can see all three in this that we've talked about so far. Amen. We ought to be living a life of thanks today because of His goodness, and being willing today, if you're not saved, to forgive you of your sins. And for those of us that have been forgiven of our sins and are saved, we ought to be living a life of thanks every day because of our sins being forgiven. But the last thing, turn with me to John chapter number 14. Oh, there's countless ones. I know this ain't the last one there is, but we'll look at this one as the last one. John 14. John 14 in verse number 1. We have salvation as it shows us how good God is. We ought to be living a life of thanks due to that. We have our sins forgiven. Amen. We ought to be. That shows us how good God is. We ought to be living a life of thanks due to that. But the third one this morning is found in John 14 and verse number 1. It says, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you," and I mark these words in my Bible and I encourage you to, "I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, you know, and the way, you know." I want you to notice the third reason, mainly based off verse 3, that we ought to be thankful this morning for God's goodness. An example of that is the fact that we have a site being built in heaven. A site being built in heaven. I didn't even realize that till this morning, but I'm going to tell you what I meant by that point. S-I-T-E. In other words, we have a site being built in heaven. In other words, we have a mansion, amen, as verse 3 said, that's being built in heaven for me and you. But then as I was in my office this morning studying just a little bit, I said, you know what? Some people might not understand which one I'm saying when I say site. And then it struck me, the Lord did, that you know what? If you want to spell it S-I-G-H-T, in heaven being built, amen, and being there for me, you spell it that way too, amen, because that shows us God's goodness too this morning, amen, that we have a sight, amen. Oh, taste and see, the first verse was, this morning that the Lord is good. Think about, get a glimpse this morning of heaven and what you have waiting there, amen, on the other side. There's a site being built, a mansion, amen, a place that's being built for you, but also look around at the sights of heaven this morning, amen, with your heart based off what Scripture says. There's a site, there's a mansion being built this morning in heaven for me and for you. I don't know about you this morning, but I think if you're honest, you could say the same thing I do here, that ever since the day that I got saved, as the old song says, He's been working on me. Amen. Every day since I got saved, He's been working on me to make me what I ought to be. Amen. Took Him a week to make the moon and the stars, but it sure takes Him a long time to get me. Amen. Get me where I ought to be. Amen. He's still working on me. But you know what? He also has been working on me a mansion in heaven. And I'm thankful that one day when my life here on earth is up, whether it be through death or whether it be through rapture, that guess what? There's a mansion that's going to be there waiting on me. And you know, people a lot of times they talk about and songs have been done and Bibles have been changed wrong, amen, about there's rooms in heaven and these types of things. And I understand and we could talk about all that, but I'm going to tell you what, I believe what this bold King James Bible says. There's a mansion waiting for me on the other side in heaven, amen. I'm going to keep singing the old hymn because this is what the Bible says, that I've got a mansion just over the hilltop. Amen. In that bright land where we'll never grow old. Amen. Someday yonder we'll never more wander but walk the streets that are purest gold. Amen. You think about this morning, there's a site, there's a mansion being built in heaven. There's a mansion there waiting on me. I think about today, when I look around and I think about God's goodness, one of the examples is that mansion on the other side. Amen. You say, boy, my house is falling in. Boy, I need to get the windows replaced. Boy, I need a new roof. That's coming, amen. Boy, I need this happening and that happening. You know what? Praise the Lord anyway, because He's good, because you got a brand new mansion waiting on the other side, amen. And I guarantee the roof's in good shape, amen. The AC, I'm sure it's in good shape too, because you don't need one. Amen. The heat's in good shape. You don't need one. Everything's perfect there. Amen. You think about, and I'm glad to think about this morning, the fact of God's goodness and that we have a sight waiting for us on the other side. I'll read to you exactly what I had here in my notes. I couldn't say it no better than the Lord gave me when I was typing it. This mansion will never pass away. Amen. This mansion will never need repairs. Amen. I had to spend some money the other day to get a few little things done around the house. Joy is starting to like me. But anyway, he came over and did a few things. Never need repairs. It'll stand forever. And I don't mean this disrespectful, but I thought about this because of things in the news here lately. But it'll never burn down. It'll never burn down. I thought about last night was honestly the first time. I think it was last night. It was the first time, honestly, I have got to see with my own eyes any pictures of what's going on in California. I've been listening about it. I've been hearing about all the deaths and things in my phone and all that type of stuff. But last night was the first time that I actually saw any pictures. I believe it was last night. But anyway, to see those rows and rows and rows and blocks and blocks and blocks of houses. And I couldn't help but think about, I've got a home in heaven that'll never experience any of these things. It'll stand forever and ever. Amen. You think about simply this morning, we've got God's goodness and we ought to be thankful today. It'll stand forever. I'll live there forever because of His greatness, graciousness, and goodness. Amen. That's why today we ought to live a life of thanks to the Lord. We ought to live a life of thanks. I ask you today, do you know this Lord, this good God that I'm talking about this morning as your personal Savior? Do you know Him this morning? I've tried this morning just to show a glimpse of His goodness from His Word and from the Scripture this morning. But this morning I encourage you not just to see how good God is, but this morning, wouldn't you like to taste how good He is too? If you don't know Him as your Savior this morning, may I say if you'll come to Him today, He'll save you. And you can taste for yourself how great God is. I don't know about you, but I love hearing about good restaurants, don't you? I love hearing about good restaurants. You say, why? Because I like to hear people talk about good food. Is that an honest answer? No. I don't love necessarily hearing people talk about good food just to hear people talk about good food. I don't like necessarily people talking about good restaurants to sit here and tell me about, oh, you can go to this restaurant and boy, let me tell you about that hamburger steak. Amen. Boy, let me tell you about that chicken. Boy, let me tell you about that fried squash down at the wagon wheel, right? Boy, let me tell you about them fried green tomatoes down at the front porch. Amen. Boy, let me tell you about the fish down here at this place or whatever have you. Boy, let me tell you. And they're sitting there telling you and just making you hungry and your stomach's just going and going. Oh, I'm glad you told me all that. Thank you. But a lot of times we say it back this way, boy, you just made me hungry. I hope today maybe as we talked about a few of these things, you saw them and you could see just like as vivid as that hamburger steak or that fried green tomato or whatever. And you say, boy, that sure does look good. What's right here? Why don't you eat it? Why don't you partake of it? Why don't you taste this morning how good God really is? He wants to save you this morning. Amen. He wants to save you, and you can experience all these things firsthand in your life. But you know what this morning? I'm glad for God's goodness. Today, how are we as believers living a life every day of thanks to God? Or instead, are we doing what happens to all of us at times? Are we in maybe a part of our life in a condition that we shouldn't be in? Never. There's no excuse for it. But we do it. To where we look around instead, that we're not living a life of thanks, but we're living a life of complaining. We're living a life of whining. We're living a life of fussing, envying. Amen. But instead this morning, may we take and say, Lord, help me, forgive me. Help me to live a life of thanks. Because look at all that I have in You. That's everything. Let's pray.